Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island Beer Company, which brews beers that are highly rated by beer critics and beer lovers alike. More at gooseisland.com. We don't need to be the only beer you drink. We just want to be the best beer you drink.
This is Sound Opinions, and Greg, it's been too long since we did one of these buried treasure shows. We love them. It's music that we've been discovering and digging and living with, and we're excited about, but nobody else seems to be talking about it. We live to share it with our listeners on Sound Opinions. You're going to kick us off. Give me a buried treasure.
Well, Jim, the definition of buried treasure can vary, I think. When we talk about that term, buried treasures, I think people often associate it with younger artists or unknown artists. But I also think it applies to veteran artists who have been unjustly overlooked for many years. And I think this next artist qualifies. I'm talking about William Bell. He was one of the original artists on the Stax record label in Memphis in the late 50s, early 60s. He is now 77 years old.
Wow.
And he just put out a heck of an album. I think when you mention the name William Bell to people right now, he doesn't have nearly the name recognition that the great Stax artists of that era had, you know, whether it's Booker T. Jones, his friend, actually, Otis Redding, people like that, the staple singers. William is sort of below the radar, but he was one of the originals there. He was a very versatile, not only songwriter and arranger and musician, but a great singer in that stable of great artists. His first major hit, people probably know the song more than they know the writer, was "You don't miss your water till your well runs dry."
Oh, yeah.
And he would always come up with those little catchphrases that would just stick in people's heads. Numerous artists recorded that song. Another one of his classics was "Born Under a Bad Sign." And he told me the story that when Albert King actually made it a hit, the great blues artist, William Bell stood next to him in the recording session and would whisper the words in his ear after each line so that Albert could remember the lines and sing them. So again, you talk about your behind-the-scenes player. Yeah. That's about as behind-the-scenes as you get. Well, William Bell just put out a new album called This Is Where I Live. And it's unique in his discography because it's so autobiographical. It really talks about his upbringing, where he came from, where he is now. It has that nuance that only age can bring, experience can bring. It's a wonderful album. It was recorded with John Leventhal, the great guitarist and producer. He has worked with Roseanne Cash, his wife, among many other artists. And he did a great job of fusing that Stax horn-inflected sound with contemporary production on this record. And Bell took a stab at Born Under a Bad Sign at Leventhal's insistence. He says, what am I going to do with that song? He says, do it your own way. Do it the way you feel it now. And they completely rearranged the song and did an incredible version of it. William Bell with his Born Under a Bad Sign on Sound Opinions.
Born under a bad sign, I've been down since I began to crawl. Oh, if it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all. Hard luck and trouble, my only friend. I've been on my own since I was 10. Born under a bad sign, I've been down since I began to crawl. Oh, if it wasn't for real bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all. I can't read, didn't learn how to write. My whole life has been one big fight. Born under a bad, if it wasn't for real bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all.
That is Born Under a Bad Sign, taking his song back from Albert King and doing his own interpretation of it, William Bell, from the album This Is Where I Live, one of my buried treasures. Jim, what do you got up first?
I'm going to start out in Scotland, Greg, with the coolest duo from Scotland, I think, since the early Jesus and Mary Chain. Started out with just the Reed brothers. Now we have a guitar-drums duo consisting of guitarist-vocalist Stina Marie Claire Tweeddale. And how's that for a name?
It's a mouthful.
And Cat Myers. This is a band that is steeped in sort of fuzz, goth, moody, witchy, Halloween kind of vibe. If anything summons midnight under a full moon on the bogs of Scotland, it is their music. I was unfamiliar with the group when they made their debut a couple of years ago, 2014. This new album, though, is an improvement. I've since gone back and listened to the first. First is good. New album is great. It's called Babes Never Die. What they did for this album, what really elevated them to the next level, a whole lot of touring in the 2 years since the first recording with the likes of Courtney Barnett, recent guest on Sound Opinion, Sleigh Bells, a favorite group of yours, and they worked with producer James Dring, who's worked with Gorillaz, Blur, Palma Violets. He brought some of that 90s alt-rock crunch that we're hearing in a lot of bands today, female-fronted bands like Bully and Taco Cat, and I think that little bit of polished grunge really combines nicely with the fuzzy guitar and the pummeling drums and the wonderful sing-along anthems. And again, the moodiness, right? Just listen to some of these song titles. Walking at Midnight, Ready for the Magic, Justine, Misery Queen, and Sister Wolf. Can you think of a better playlist for Halloween? I love this band. Walking at Midnight by Honeyblood on Sound Opinions.
It's so dusk until the morning hours. Topper's break hits harsh. Early bracket, Ben and cool. And I can tell where you're from, but I know what you're going through. No one dares to ask where you've been. Feared of what you might tell them. No one dares to ask where you've been.
That is Honey Blood, Walking at Midnight, a really cool record, Babes Never Die. Greg, got another buried treasure?
I sure do, Jim. A young Chicago artist by the name of Aaron Allen Kane, she's actually originally from Detroit, steeped in gospel, came up in the church, and you can hear it in her voice. She brings that fervor that the great gospel singers had. She came up in a family that was very socially conscious, heard a lot of great soul music, fused it with the gospel, has started a solo career that has won her a lot of attention around the country already. She appeared with Prince on that great protest song that Prince did last year in the wake of all the racial tension in Baltimore, titled simply Baltimore. Aaron Allen Kane was the featured vocalist on that. She's been a collaborator with people like Chance the Rapper and Donnie Trumpet here in Chicago. She was all over that Surf album that we liked last year. Now she's finally putting out her own music. Two EPs, one late last year and the second one earlier this year. They're both called Aviary, Act 1 and Act 2. I think the fact that she didn't create an album quite yet, she's still working up to that, has caused her not to get the attention she deserves. But you piece together the music on those two EPs and you have got an incredible sense of what this artist can be. I mean, the fusion of that gospel fervor that I was talking about with the social political content is pretty amazing, and it comes to the forefront on this track that I'm going to play, How Many Times, in which the word times becomes lives. She's fusing it to the Black Lives Matters movement in a very profound way. How Many Times, from Aaron Allen Kane on Sound Opinions.
How many times do I have to tell you? How many times do I have to tell you? We go on and on and on, fight. Oh, how many times go on and on and on, fight? Oh, how many times, how many lies do we have to give? How many lives do we have to give up? Much on and on and on, much. Oh, how many lives? Much on and on and on, much.
Many Times, from the EP Aviary Act 2, from a Chicago artist, Aaron Allen Kane, one of my buried treasures. And speaking of Chicago, let's talk to one of our listeners, Peter from Chicago. He's got a buried treasure for us.
Yes, hello, how are you today?
Very good, we're very good. What have you got as a buried treasure for us?
I have got a record by an artist named PJ, P-J, and it's called Rare. It's on Atlantic. I would say it's an R&B record, but it kind of, for me, exists in a space where that's kind of on its own. It's not really a radio record. It's not really like a club record. It's very singer-songwriter. It's got the strings, the piano, the kind of things that you'd expect, the great melodies and harmonies, but it's also got a bit of that subby bass, big kick drums, a little bit of wobble, which is kind of a current sound, and I really like it.
I'm downloading that right now.
Wow, that's it. Now, I like you know, that. Peter, there is a time when a record on Atlantic Records, one of the few remaining major labels, would be hard to consider buried. But I completely escaped my attention,
yeah.
Greg, and you hadn't heard of it, right?
No.
How'd you discover it, Peter?
I had Tidal open on my phone, the streaming service, and it was late at night. It was probably 11 o'clock at night, and I listened to music before I go to bed. So I was just kind of thumbing through what was new. And I liked the little JPEG of the art. I thought it looked cool. And I hit play, and honestly, within like the first minute, I just knew I was going to love this record.
Very cool stuff. Thanks a lot, Peter.
You're welcome.
Jim, what's your next selection?
Greg, I am going to France. You've had that experience. I've had that experience. There's no place better in the world than Paris. Sitting on the left bank of the Seine, in the shadow of the Louvre, across the river, with a baguette and a bottle of wine, all right? This record brings you there instantly, even if you've never had that experience. I'm talking about the French synth-pop band La Femme. Incredibly ambitious group with many members who seem to come and go, but there's a trio that lead the band, the keyboardist, guitarist, and a singer, Clemence Quilenic, okay? They sing in French. I am ignorant of all other languages, especially French and sometimes even English. So I have no idea what they're singing about. They're all kind of space-age bachelor pad, effervescent pop giddiness, a futuristic vision of music that's sort of based in the past in 1965, right? Mm-hmm. Sounds a lot like Stereolab, who often would sing in either Esperanto or French. It just reeks of Pernod, which I love. It's a very European sound. It's a very sexy sound. It's not the most original sound in the world, but this has instantly shot to like my top five records of the year so far. You hear a little Kraftwerk in there. You hear a little Roxy Music. I can't stop thinking about Plastic Bertrand, right? You know that 1977 single, Copland Pour Moi, or whatever the heck it is. Jet Boy, Jet Girl is what it became in English. This is music for Jet Boys, Jet Girls. It is Septembre from the band La Femme. The album is called Mystère on Sound Opinions.
Le mois de septembre va commencer. Un peu de spleen, c'est la fin de l'été. Mais pourquoi mon ventre se serre à la rentrée? Dans mes yeux me poussent des angelets. Comme chaque année, je sens le stress qui me prend et qui m'empêche.
I don't know where you got it, Greg, but somewhere you produced a beret. You're now wearing it. You get this. That is the French band La Femme, Septembre, from Mystère on Sound Opinions. After a break, we're going to be back and digging up some more buried treasures, and we'll hear some more picks from our listeners as well. Then later in the show, the weaponization of music. That's all coming up on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.